Zogt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Seite, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei, V'yasvu ha-shaitrim le-dabri al-ha'am. The officer speaking on behalf of the Kohen would say it, the officers would repeat it. So they told three people to turn around and go home. Those that built a house and didn't live in it at all yet. Those that planted a vineyard. And they had none of the Peres yet. And those that were Mekadesh and Isha. And didn't fully marry her yet. Now after the Kohen told those three groups to go home, V'yasvu ha-shaitrim le-dabri al-ha'am, the officers added a fourth. V'yomu, they said like this. Mia ish hayore, who's the man who's scared? The rachalevav, or faint of heart. Yelech, let him go. V'yoshev lebeisayin, go back to his house. And the reason is, the pasuk continues so that v'lo yimas es levav echav kilevava. Let him not melt the hearts of his brothers like his heart. You see, someone starts panicking. People around you start panicking. And that's an achrayus we have for each other. Sometimes when we get very scared about something, we cause others to be scared. So this the Shaitrim said. They add this to the words of the Kohen. The other things the Shaitrim also said, but that they repeated after the Kohen said it. But what does it mean? Hayore v'racha levav. Those that are scared and the faint-hearted. Rabbi Kiva says, Hayore v'racha levav kemishmai. It's pashib shat. It's scary to go to war. Sheni yachalamet. He can't stand there. Bekishri al mochama. V'liraiz cherev shlufa. The soldiers used to stand right next to each other, tight against each other, so the enemy shouldn't be able to break through and separate them. That's called Bekishri Amulchama. And as they're standing here, they would see the enemy with their drawn sword. That's pretty scary. So Sheni Yachalamet, he can't stand there. Bekishri Amulchama, as the soldiers are standing, packed together, V'liraiz Cherev Shlufa, to see the drawn sword. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Hayori V'aracha Levav, you know what the Pasuk means when the Pasuk says, he's frightened and faint of heart? We're talking about a ruchniyistika fear, a spiritual fear. Zeh ha-mesyori minu aveira shebiyodir. This is someone who's afraid because of his aveiros. He's scared that because of his aveiros, he won't be zoicha to a heavenly shmira. Lefikach, therefore, tol sulay ha-toiras kol elu. That's the reason that the Torah gave him an excuse. If he gets up to leave, it's not like everyone's going to say, ooh, he's scared of Averis, I wonder what he did. No. The Torah gave all these other reasons to leave. Could be he built a house, or planted, or he's getting married. The Torah Dafki gave all these other excuses, Sheyachzer Beglola. So he can make believe that he's leaving because of one of them. And people won't chap, he's really leaving because of his Averis. And there's a third sheet to Rabbi Yossi. I mean, Rabbi Yossi says, you know who we mean when we say Ayori Beracha Levav? We mean Almana L'Kohen Gadol. He's a Kohen Gadol who married an Almana. Or a Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot. He's a Kohen who married a divorced woman or a woman that went through Chalitza. Or Mamzeres and Asina L'Yisrael. He's a Yisrael that was married to a Mamzeres or an Asina. Or Bas Yisrael. There's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Mamzer and an Asin. Harehu Ayori Beracha Levav. This is the one who's scared. Who's faint-hearted. So what's Rabbi Yossi adding over here? Rabbi Yossi clearly says, Yorei v'racha levav means someone who's scared of aveiros. So Rabbi Yossi is giving us examples of aveiros. The Matanur explains, Rabbi Yossi clearly holds, even if the person was over, Yisurim that are only midrabona, but he's taka scared and he goes back. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only Yisurei d'oraisa, only Yisurim that are min ha-Torah. So in our Mishnah we learned that the Shaitrim add on their own another excuse to go back. Rabbi Kiva says, Pasha, he's scared of war. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, he's scared of any aver, even a drabonon. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, only an Isser D'Oraisa. I'll tell you an interesting thing. I'll tell you when I was thinking of this Mishnah. I went for jury duty, and the judge announced, anyone that was convicted of a felony, that's a serious crime, or anyone that's in college and going to classes, or anyone that has a baby to take care of, should please go into the next room. Of course, a bunch of people got up to go into the next room, so I was wondering, who's the one that's in college, and who's the one that was convicted of a serious crime? But imagine if he would have said, okay, anyone convicted of a serious crime should go into the next room. I don't think anyone would have gotten up, or it would have been very embarrassing. So Rabbi Yossi clearly holds The whole reason the Torah gives these excuses of someone who built a house or planted a vineyard or married is only to mix the whole group, so we shouldn't see who's going out because he's scared of his aveiros.